welcome to the phenomenal teaching ministry of Pastor Japhet Joseph, lead pastor of the Pistis Place. It is our vision to see convictions birthed in the hearts of men, thereby establishing Christ. Spiritual growth beckons. Ready?
Father, we thank you this morning for the privilege and opportunity to share some of these things. We are trusting you that you'll be present. Your presence is present here, and your hands will be strong upon our lives. Thank you, Father. Grant us listening and understanding here, that at the end of this service, we will run with this message. We will run with this saying. Thank you. So I bless your people this morning. In Jesus' name. I'm going to look at, thank you very much, Pastor, for the nice things you have said already. Give God the glory. Very briefly, I will look at some of these things. I want to, like he has said, some important preamble. He has given you the introduction. I want us to listen attentively. I want to look at briefly or talk about suicide. The increasing rate of suicide in our society and how we can prevent it. The role we can play. I have three objectives I set out for this presentation. Three objectives. Number one objective is that at the end of this presentation, participants will be able to will express willingness to stay alive and confront life challenges. Praise God. That at the end of this discussion we're going to have, you and I will express the willingness to stay alive and confront life's challenges. I'm sure you know that life is filled with challenges, atakata, roadblocks. And if you don't confront the challenges, you will quench. You do what? Quench. So we are to confronting them. Number two objective is that at the end of this presentation, participants will step out of our ways, maybe our comfort zones, to help somebody to stay alive. Just like what Pastor Jeff was saying, to helping somebody to do what? Stay alive. When you hear some of the cues, you make effort to do something so that the negative things don't come to pass. And then number three objectives is that we'll express willingness to the challenges of life. In fact, express willingness to see the challenges of life as an opportunity to break new grounds. That is, we will not collapse under life challenges. We will not allow the heavy burden that we may have been experiencing in life to crush us. But we will see it as an opportunity to create new grounds. Hallelujah. I want to give you a few things, cite a few things as my introduction. On the 19th of May this year, just very recently, a former battalion commander, the Boko Haram theater of offense, in the theater of war. Incidentally, he was from my state, from Cross River State. I won't mention his name. He committed suicide. He killed himself. Listen, he said a former battalion commander, so he was no longer active at the war front. He had been withdrawn from the war front. But he committed suicide. On investigation, it was discovered that this is what we call post-traumatic stress disorder. Everything that was winding through his mind was war, bloodshed, gunshot, boom. So those were the things that were bombarding in his mind. And he could not face them any longer. Nobody was there to give him any form of treatment, talk therapy. Nobody was there to do it, to give him an assurance that even though these things he has passed through them, A, B, C, and D, you know, he can still make it. Of course, he was making it. So the best thing he could do for himself was to kill himself. He died. On the 27th of the same month, of that same month of May, a very wealthy Lagos businesswoman she committed suicide at her residence somewhere in Lagos, in Lekki. It was alleged that she drank what was suspected to be an insecticide. Effort could not be made to revive her. She died. What was her reason? She became so frustrated in life that she felt that the best way to enjoy life is to die. Is dying a way of enjoying life? Eh? It's not, and it can never be. It can never be. On the 12th of October last year, a 40-year-old woman, I will still withhold her name, from Edo State, she was unfortunately defrauded. Whole sum of money, 300 million naira. You know, mother of two daughters, mother of two, and the dad was a billionaire. When she was defrauded of that amount of money, the only way she felt who is a way out was to take sniper. Would that bring back the money? She died. Dr. Orwell Oji, some of you may have heard this name before. He was being driven along the Third Mainland Bridge. He asked the driver to stop, park. Not knowing what this man wanted to do, as the driver parked the car, this doctor jumped out of the vehicle and plunged into the lagoon. Was he going to take an afternoon bath or shower? Eh? He died. He jumped into the lagoon and died. I'm giving you some instances of what has happened. There was this lady, after a heated argument, some of you may have heard these stories, you know, I'm giving you because they are in Nigeria here. On phone, there was a heated argument on phone with a supposedly fiancé. We do not know what was the discussion. And the next thing this young lady did, and of course, she jumped out, came out of the vehicle at the Third Mainland Bridge, plunged into the lagoon, and successfully committed suicide. It was successful. Because there are some that are not successful. Some are successful. A mother of two was also said to have injected a sniper and killed herself as a result of marital katakata. Could no longer confront the challenges at home, and the best thing she thought she could do was to kill herself. She died. June 3, you know, a Nigerian man was wanted for shooting his wife and killing her mother in Texas, in the U.S. She shot and killed himself after the police were trailing him. When he knew, of course, when police trail you, they will catch you in the U.S. It will be here in Nigeria. So when he saw that they were trailing him, he killed himself. I can go on and on and on to give you unfortunate instances of people who had not allowed, you know, life, the best of life, to come out from themselves. They decide to take the rough way of cutting short their life. It's unfortunate. That's why I want to look at suicide. In Nigeria, so many things have happened. There are so many things that have gone on in this nation about people find themselves in an unfortunate home front. Marriage is not fine. Abusive spouse, could be the husband, could be the wife, you know, and they feel that the best way to settle the scores is to kill themselves. No, it is not the best way. It's not the best way. There are so many things I won't say on that. But how is suicide defined? What is suicide? Simply put, suicide is the action of killing oneself intentionally. Is the action of doing what? Killing oneself intentionally. You are well aware of the consequences of that action and you delve into it. It's intentional. It's deliberate. It's deliberate. The Black Law Dictionary defines suicide as the willful and voluntary acts of a person who understands the physical nature of the act and intends by it to accomplish the result of self-destruction. The willful and voluntary act of a person who understands the physical nature of the acts and intents by it and intends by it to accomplish the result of what? Self-destruction. So suicide is self-destruction. It's a deliberate termination of one's existence while you are in enjoyment of your mental faculties. That is, your mental faculties are well active. You are doing very well. Your reasoning capacities are in order. Your faculties are functioning, but you deliberately terminate your life. There are two key elements we have mentioned in this definition: voluntariness and being in one's right mind. That is why I pray God that in this discussion we'll be able to dissuade ourselves. You can't be in your right mind. There is much to be accomplished in this life. I think they say that a living dog is far better than what? Dead lion. You can't have the cubs of a lion and be rejoicing over a man who has a dog. Are you following me? Lion is dead. So, as your life is here, you cannot imagine what you will become. You can't fathom, you know, the greatness of God upon your life, what God is going to accomplish with you. That's why the Bible said you should not despise the days of what? Little beginnings. You can't fathom it. You can't imagine what God will do with you in a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now. God can cause a breakthrough that you say, wow, when the Lord turned our captivities, we were like they that were doing what? Dream. God can always do that. So you shouldn't allow any pressure to pressurize you. What did I say? Praise God. Now, the argument we have here is that these definitions I've mentioned, especially from Black laws, is that there is voluntariness and there is a right mind. The argument has always been that somebody in his right mind cannot commit suicide. Do you understand that? That somebody in his right mind cannot commit suicide. There's something wrong. Yep, we believe it. In mental health, we believe that. I'll talk it more when I come to the courses. We believe that suicide. No, I look at suicide on two platforms: spirituality and science. In spiritual platform, there is a terrible demon that is responsible for it. Are you following me? There is a demon. That voice you hear is a demonic voice. But let me talk science and spiritual so that we can balance the two. So, we will say someone in the right mind, will he commit suicide? Majorly, the person knows that he wants to terminate his or her life because of circumstances he or she had found himself. That is why we say that there is a problem of mental health, probably depression. So, a person that is having a depression, you know, a depressive time in his or her life, is at that moment not in charge of his thinking faculties. Do you agree with me? So, in fact, the court at one time has ruled that an insane person is not in a sound mind. So, if an insane person kills himself, it is not considered as suicide. Court ruled that, even though court is court. We know that there is mental wahala there. Now, where is suicide in the place of divinity? Do we have suicide in the Bible? Have you seen it before in the Bible? Yes. In the Bible, we've heard of people committed suicide. You remember Brother Judas? Is that what they call him? That Uncle Judas. You remember him? He thought that Jesus would do one miracle like that and extricate himself from the Pharisees and Sadducees. He never knew that it was divine. It was God's plan. So when he ran back with the money and said, look, you guys will take this money. I'm not interested again. He said, see that to yourself. He told him, see it to yourself. Handle that. Bible says he went and did what? Committed suicide. But before that, in the Old Testament, we read about one man called Ahithophel. Ahithophel was a man that could hear God speak. You know, he could stay right on earth and hear conversations in heaven. He could hear discussions going on. You know, and he was a counselor to King David. When Absalom sacked David from the throne, Ahithophel followed Absalom. To cut the story short, David knew that Ahithophel can give divine counsel. And once he gives a counsel, the counsel will work. He simply made a prayer, a short prayer. Say, oh Lord, turn the counsel of Ahithophel to what? Foolishness. That was all. Ahithophel gave a counsel that did not hold. When his counsel was not taken, the Bible says he went and did what? Committed suicide. About him. You can hear that. You know? So where is the place of suicide in the scripture? Let us take 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17. Let's look at what that scripture said about suicide. Well, we'll connect it to suicide. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 16 and 17. Do you not know that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? The Spirit of God does what? Dwelleth in you. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God do what? Destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. So, if you had not remembered, just remember that you are God's temple and you ought not to tamper with this temple that you are carrying. You are God's dwelling place. You are God's place of sacrifice. You are the place that the Trinity will do sacrifice. So you do not tamper with God's temple. So no matter the pressure, you should be able to make sure that you face the faceable. I think another scripture, still that 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 and 20. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God. You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. You get that point? I mean, if you are writing, just write those scriptures. I think they're important. So you can see that our bodies are sacred. Exodus 20 verse 13 says, you shall not murder. Whether self-murder or committing, you shall not murder. So you should not kill yourself. So you are not permitted to do that. I give you another scripture, Deuteronomy 30 verse 19. Deuteronomy 30 verse 19. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life that you and your offspring may live. No matter the pressure of life, economy of life, poverty in life, you need to be alive with your offspring. Praise the Lord. Do you get the point? Yes, I'm giving you scriptures. Romans 12 verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing, you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. There is going to be a testing for every believer. Some will have very severe tests, some will be mild. By testing, you may discern what is God's will, what is good, and what is acceptable and perfect. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 17. Be not overly wicked, neither be a fool. Why should you die before your time? Ecclesiastes 7, verse 17. Be not overly what? Wicked. Why should you die before your time? Nobody is permitted to take somebody else's life. Not even your own life. It's not permitted. And be not overly wicked means that you should not be what? Wicked. And the Bible has a place for wicked people. Where is that place? In Psalm 9, verse 17. It says that the Bible says the wicked shall do what? Be turned into hell. And all the nations that forget God. So any man that is wicked, his place will be where? Hell. So I don't know. This may answer your question. What happens if somebody a Christian commits suicide? Where is he going to go? Born again, tongue speaking, groundbreaking, kakapaka. Away, and he commits suicide. Bible says that you should not be overly wicked or be a fool. Why should you die before your time? If you die before God's appointed time for your life, by taking your own life, you are wicked, you are overly wicked, and you are a fool. And the Bible says that Psalm 9, where I've just mentioned that the wicked shall be torn. You know how you turn something? Turn it into hell. What are the possible causes of suicide? Let me take that. Let me just give you some tidbits of that. The possible causes of suicide. What are the possible causes of suicide? Because let me outline them, because possible causes of suicide. I want to list some of them for you now. Okay, no, before I go into the possible causes, let me talk about what does our law says. The laws in Nigeria, what do they say? In Nigeria, suicide is not a crime. When you attempt suicide. No, suicide is not a crime, sorry. Suicide is not a crime, yes. But attempted suicide is a crime. Understand the English. Suicide is not a crime. But if you attempt suicide, it's a crime. If it is successfully done, upari, no wahala. But if you fail, then you face the consequences of failing. Very, very interesting. Section 327 of our criminal code is applied to both Southern and Northern Nigeria. It states that any person who attempts to kill himself is guilty of a misdemeanor and is liable to imprisonment for 1 year. If you attempt to kill yourself, but if you kill yourself, they will just bury you. Are you following me? Yes, so that's the point I'm trying to make, that suicide is not a crime. But if you attempt suicide, it's a crime. The penal code says that whoever attempts to commit suicide and does any act towards the commission of such offense shall be punished with imprisonment for a term which may extend to 1 year, or with a fine, or with both. So if you fail, if you attempt and fail, they will give you 1 year imprisonment or you pay a fine. Okay, let me rush because of my time. Causes of suicide. Now, we talk of basically attempt to commit suicide or suicide itself is a mental health issue. Mental health issues are seriously implicated when it comes to suicide. Otherwise, why will a young man or a young woman end his or her life over issues of rejection, broken heart, poor academic performance, or some unexplained reasons? I had a case in the course of my being on duty line. A young man, see, in some parts of Nigeria, there is this betrothal marriage. A young girl is growing, a young man will see that young girl, or the family may see them and say, okay, my son will marry your daughter and will do some things, betrothal. So that girl is betrothed to this man. They will grow up, and when they reach the stage of maturity, they now marry. There was this case like that. They did those, they are, both parents have given their consent. Small children, they grew up. This young man got a good job. As he grew up, he got a very good job and was doing fine. This young girl grew up and joined nursing. And in the course of their life sojourn, the girl got born again. And, you know, born again is born again. Oh. So all things shall do what? Behold, she told this brother, this man, that people are saying we will no longer. Meanwhile, this guy had been supporting welfare, support, welfare. Now she's born again, and now she saw the light. I said, God must give her own husband. Maybe this one way the parents come, they do. The young man said, it can't happen. We're going to marry. She was serious. She said, tell me all the money you have spent, I'll return to you. What how so is this one? The boy said, no, griot. It became a case. In the course of that case, the thing hit. I don't have the time to tell you some instances. The young girl stood her ground, did it back. The young man said, we must work hand in glove. We must march through the eye one day. Parents tried to intervene, didn't work. She was resolute that arrangement was not with divine consent, so she wouldn't go into it. The young man could not bear it. He couldn't bear it. To cut this story short, this young boy began to stay away from work. He was working with one of the security services, in fact, DSS. It was through the office the matter came to me. He was not coming to work again. He began to unkempt, you know, roam the street like that. Oh my God. That was when I stepped into it. It was brought to my knowledge from their office. So I interviewed this girl. She said, sir, what arrangements? I can't continue. This young boy was, now I'm a Christian by the grace of God, and I should know what, how, you know, you should marry. I don't know what your opinion, no, but that arrangement, I look at it, I say, for the sake of this brother, this man, can we reason one kind. He said, no, sir. This is what God has said to me. Is there any serious thing? The love was there. The man loved her. But she said, it no be God's will. It no go happen. She stood her grounds. I gave counsel. You don't persuade. You give counsel. Make a choice. She made her choice that she will not marry the man. The man no greed. She no greed. That boy became mentally sick. He was the breadwinner of his family. Became mentally sick. And the next thing, he lost his life. No man ought to die because of a woman. Do you get me, young men? No. You don't need to die because of a woman. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. If that is the roadblock, well, he wasn't a Christian, so... But you are believers, you are hearing this message. If that door closes, and move ahead. Are you following me? It's important. Close that door. Causes of suicide. I mentioned mental health issues. So many of them. Rejection, broken heart, being jilted. So that case is a case of being jilted. Am I right? The boy felt like he had been jilted. This matter I'm telling you, I can take a whole day to tell you the story. This girl was severely attacked, diabolically, severely attacked. But she refused to change. God helped her. And today, in fact, as I talk to you here, this girl, or the person I'm calling a girl now, she's currently a PS, a permanent secretary, in one of the states in this country. Hallelujah. So, societal pressure. It's another cause. Unable to meet up with the goals in life. Pressure. You are not, there's something we say, unable to join the Jones. Your colleagues are driving maybe the latest model of automobile in town, and you are doing legge Benz. Is it legge Benz they call this? Legge this Benz. Yeah, something like that. Or now say you can even talk of a keke Benz. My grandson is still keke Benz. You are jumping from one keke to another, and you will see your colleagues, your contemporaries. Somebody said that word contemporaries are simply temporary friends. Don't measure yourself with them. Your pathway is different from their pathways. Are you following me? So, pressures, societal pressures. You want to meet up and you indulge yourself in things you ought not to have indulged yourself in. And by the time you face the frustration in life, you feel that the best thing is to terminate your existence. No. Economic hardship, unfulfilled dreams, loss of loved ones. I'm mentioning them because my time, what I'm seeing here, has finished. Loss of loved ones, a major life catastrophe, such as sudden death of a loved one, loss of property, break in relationships, like I've mentioned, failure in examination. Earlier, I mentioned post-traumatic stress disorder, like that former battalion commander. Marital failures, social media influence. I can give you instances in each and every one of them. But let me mention them for mentioning sake, so you will understand. The current lifestyle we are living, impersonal lifestyle, we know ourselves only in church. We don't have personal relationship with people. We can be social media personalities, but not one real life relationship. You can be alone. I've read of stories that somebody died in their house in the U.S., I mentioned the name, for 2 years before the remains was discovered. They were putting mails in her mailbox, mail in her mailbox, 2 years, Saba, before the remains, skeleton, was found on the bed. Somewhere in one of the western states here, a man died like that. Grass covered the compound. Even when people perceived the foul smell, they didn't reason that whether it is this man, because he was always solo, alone. We would drive into his compound. Nobody knows anything about him. He died inside the house and remained there. Nobody came to look for him. So that impersonal relationship, to attend to Israel. Nobody knows how you are feeling. You don't share with somebody. It is not good. God made us communal. We are a community, and we ought to live as a community. So, drug overdose or drug use first. Let me say drug use and drug overdose, addiction, you know, can make people, can be the cause of suicide. Then what is the warning signs of suicide? Suicide warning signs, suicidal thoughts. You know, I want to mention some of them. Talking about suicide. For example, making statements such as, like your pastor was saying, I'm going to kill myself. I wish I were even dead self. I wish I hadn't been born. Oh. Some time ago, my son, Pastor Raj, drew my attention 2-3 years ago that when he told mom, I told my wife, that there's this young boy, their friend on Facebook, that what this young boy is posting on Facebook doesn't look fine. My wife drew that my attention to it. And Pastor Raj screenshot whatever he did and sent it to mom. And mom showed me. I said, wow, this is serious. I said, who has this boy's number? This boy's number. In fact, we were in an occasion, a church occasion, and the mom was in that occasion. So we went to look for them. In fact, we were going. Wife and I were leaving the venue when Pastor Ra sent that thing to the mom, and the mom showed me. I said, no. We went back to the venue. I said, no. Let's look for this boy's mom. Because the boy was in Lagos that time. We looked for the mom and said, give me this boy's number. The mom gave me the boy's number. I rang the boy immediately. I called him by his name. I said, how are you? Where are you now? What are you doing? The answer, I started crying. He started crying on phone. I told him, I started speaking words to him. I spoke words to him. I spoke words to him. It was a December period. I said, now, what is your plan for December? He said, Daddy, I don't have money. I'm not going to come. I said, no, you're going to come home. I'm going to send you money. Give me your account number. I'll send money for your transport. Come home and come and see me. He gave me his account number. I wire money to him. He came home. I picked him in the night to be around maybe 1 or 2 a.m. because he took one of these buses from Lagos. I went out in the night to pick him. Before that, I called one of his brothers in town. Come and sleep in my house, in our house. We'll go and pick your brother when he arrives. We picked him, brought him to the house, and ministered to him. Today he's doing well. He posted suicidal ideations. This skull, you know, like this. And said things. When you see them, you know this guy was out to commit suicide, wishing people bye-bye. So when I brought him, I talked with him, he told me his frustrations. small thing like this. Small thing. Pray with him. Thank God he's alive today to God's glory. So those are the signs. Once you see them, do something about it. Don't just... Today you see people post on social media about they're going to... They say, I will suggest ways to you. People will respond. How to do it? If you know what I'm saying, if somebody posts, you know, things like, I wish I can kill myself, or they say, you don't know what to take. Take sniper. Take it. Or where are you now? If you are close to Lagos, just go to Lagoon and jump. Not only you wear life hard. Are you following? Those things will push them to go and kill themselves. If you see somebody wanting to kill himself and you hold him, because of you're holding him, he will think twice. But if you tell him, go, he will use shame. Shame. The shame of, if he does not do it, they will say he's a weak person. Shame will make him not go. So never, please, I beg you, never push them to go and do it. Step in with love. Show sympathy. Show concern. Well, I'm going to stop here. My time has finished. I don't take time in issues. So, talking to Saturday, getting the means to take your own life, such as buying a gun or stockpiling pills. That people see them buying drugs, buying pills. What are you buying this thing for? Don't worry. You see, you will know later. Don't wait for that letter to come, because you will not be there to help him. It has been too late. See, they will withdraw from social contact and wanting to be alone. They want to be alone. Even they come to church like this, they will just sit one side. After service, you don't even interact with anybody. Follow them. Once you see somebody withdrawing him or herself from social contact, follow him or her. You know, having mood swings. At one point, the person is very excited. At another point, you see him withdrawn. Good. Check. Find out, say, brother, the Lord is good. How can we, you know, engage the person in discussion? Praise God. I have a kind of story like that. You know, when my wife transited, there's these children around me that one of them saw me one day. I sat out there, and then this child came. I won't forget that incident. This child was telling me stories. I was very moody. This child was telling me stories. He said, Daddy, I have a friend. I want to do a business. Please, Daddy, help me about that business. She carried me, removed me from that thought realm, brought me to the reality for me to give her counsel. So at the end, I asked her, I said, do you do this thing intentionally or you came really to come and ask me? So never leave them to sit alone. Are you following me? When you see them, that loneliness, be their companion. Praise God. My time is up. I'm going to stop there. I don't know why I put all this there. I thought the time is up. Can we just stand to our feet, please? Can we just stand to our feet? I don't know whether we have gotten something. No, I've gotten something. I can handle this as a lecturer and as a professional. As the pastor. Praise God. The key thing was that you will not watch somebody go to hell by committing suicide. So Pastor Jeff, come and take your mic. Thank you so much. If there's a question, you can ask.
Yes. Actually, before we pray for us, before Daddy prays, I just want to ask, do you have any questions from the session? Okay, so please, just maybe two questions will be fine. All right, so just pin it down and give it to the ushers. For want of time, let's make it. Please, can you give them a microphone? Let them just ask. Please, quickly. Please sit down. Have your seat. God bless you. Thank you. 2 minutes, just 10 minutes. Two questions would suffice, please. Okay, that one. Any other person apart from himself? Any other person? All right, so it's just him. Okay, please.
Thank you so much, sir, for the session. Thank you. My question is simple. How I have this relative that is constantly into this thing, and many times everything. My question is, how do you permanently get the person out of this? Because goes back to it.
You say he's constantly yes, into this thing.
Once in a while goes back, once in a while goes, he talks about suicidal thoughts and depression. Okay. And you encourage the person, he comes out, and then another time he's into it again. So how do you permanently get the person out?
Thank you so much. You see, I mentioned mood swings. Mood. M-W-O-D. Swings. You know, we need a permanent solution. And such a person needs a form of therapy. Get a therapist, somebody that has knowledge of things like this, to talk him or her. You know, first, we need to identify some root cause, some things, behind the scene issues, and treat them. There are causes and there are symptoms. If you treat the symptoms and leave the cause, it will come back. Solve the root cause. So if the root cause has not been tackled, the swinging mood will continue to be. So it's to get a therapy. It will be a short section. Some could be short, some could be long. And excavate the mind of the person. He will tell you some deep things from the subconsciousness. And these are things that have been the reason for this problem. You know? And treat it. Basically, as believers with the word of God, give hope and assurance. Give hope and assurance from God's word. And that person, trusting the Lord that he'll respond, you know, prayerfully, he gets the answer that will build him confidence to live. His confidence to be alive. And once he gets that, that will have been treated. So he needs a therapist. He needs somebody to follow him up. Praise God. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. I want to ask, in the case where the person is determined to carry out this act, even when you've counseled him and spoken a lot and brought him out and did a lot of things, is it okay if you inform the government or the police to take care of that? Because at this point, it's left for the person to respond to your actions.
Thank you very much. You see, when we successfully treat a case, the matter will have been treated and the person wouldn't go back to it. Maybe the effort that has been put into it has not met the needs of that person. This thing is professional and spiritual too. You handle it spiritually and handle it professionally. If it is not properly handled, the person is not, worse is not solved, is not solved. But when it is solved, it has been solved. A young man shared the story. You must have heard some of these stories. He was going out to minister and he shouted from, he saw somebody closing the door blind of the window. Sorry, window blind. And shouted to the person, God loves you. God loves you. He asked me to tell you that he loves you. I mean, some things like that. And the person now opened the window and looked at it. Said, are you saying to me? He said, yes. He came down or either invited him up or whatever. And said, tell me more of this thing you are saying. And he told him. The evangelist told the story. And the man said that he showed him the rope he has tied to commit suicide. But only to hear that God loves you. So somebody lost me in this life. Now, what am I saying? Is that once you are able to excavate the real cause, but if you think that you have not been able to solve it, the only way is never to let that person alone. Never to let that person alone. At the point in my career, I worked in a psychiatric hospital. We have patients with suicidal ideas. What we instruct people to do is that once you come, search their lockers, search their beds, nothing around them, no instrument, no weapon should be around them that could be used to commit suicide. So such a person could be kept in such a way that he does even bed sheet inside the room where you have ceiling fan is not allowed. That's what I'm saying. People use bed sheet and tie on the ceiling fan and commit suicide. So you monitor that person, follow him or her up, show love, show concern. But if you feel that you have not been able to treat it, he should be monitored bomber to bomber and not let any instrument or equipment or weapon that could be used to kill himself around him until when he is properly treated. Bring in the police. I say you want to put him inside cell. Put him inside cell. Doesn't solve it. You know? I think the key thing is prayerfully, we should build them up in such a way that they will have insight to their life and the hope of tomorrow. They will stand and make it. Praise God. Let us pray. I want you to make a declaration this morning that your life is precious unto God and you will be a useful instrument in the hands of the Lord. That you will not at any point in time allow any man by your side or any person known to you, by these few things we have heard this morning, you will willfully pull people out from the pit of hell. Say it to yourself, I will face life challenges. I will overcome them. I am a victor. I am an overcomer. I will make it in this life. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up this congregation unto you by the reason of the things we have shared this morning. Liprako Zaturi Kataria. We crush the spirit of suicide, demonic, satanic activities that work in the minds of people to frustrate them, bring depression, spirit of depression, mental illness of whatever sort operate in the life of people. We crush you in the name of Jesus. We set men loose from the chains and bondages of depression. Libra Kadekeze, my Father, by this word, let there be a season of refreshing, sound mind, I release into your spirit now, in the name of Jesus. I pray for them, my Father, that by this word that they have heard, a new spirit comes upon their life. A new spirit, determination to succeed, come upon them. Even in this land, even in this nation, at these difficult and hard times, they will live above it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, I pour grace upon your people. Freshness of grace, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Every one of us in this hall, my Father, we shall achieve our ultimate goal. We shall reach there, our goals in life. Thank you, Father. You have set us forth for greatness. Yes, sir. And kings shall come at the brightness of our rising. In the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you. Be thou exalted, Lord. Jesus' name and amen.
Thank you for listening. We are sure that you've been blessed. God bless you. Victory.